So it's all about being pixie-led, this one, which I think is quite true, in the sense that people thought that if you went out on the moors, the pixies would call you and take you in different directions and lead you off.
There's also a law in the Middle Ages that if you managed to escape and go to a town and reside there for a year and a day, you could stay there forevermore and gain the freedom of that town. So presumably they thought the pixies may only want him for a year and a day. But they didn't. They wanted him forever, unfortunately.
Perhaps they wanted a change.
That's right.
So how do you think stories like this come about?
Well, certainly on the moors, because of the fact people did go missing quite regularly. Purely because now, even if you're going up on the moors and the mist comes down, or it's the dimpsey, which is that period between at twilight, the light can be very misleading. And there are bogs and marshes which we know of, and one nice little piece of truth, which isn't folklore, is that during the Second World War, the Americans had a habit of parking their tanks up on Dartmoor, and one farmer went up to the chap and said, "Here, you don't know this, but if you leave that there tonight, it's not going to be there tomorrow." And the Americans didn't believe them, and the next morning the tank had gone because it had sunk. In actual fact, I think the folklore is based a lot in fact, which is partly why you get stories like Childe Harold, which obviously is one of the main stories of the moor. And that's about the young man. He wasn't led astray by the pixies, but would you like me to tell you the story?
I would love to.